executive appointments this morning. It's February 12th, 2008. We have a number of people to appear before the committee in person and a number actually by phone. The process basically here is that we will go through interviews of everyone, and then a little bit later we will go into work session and take action on all the applicants. So I'm going to open a public hearing on all the applicants, and we will start off with a Mr. Hernandez. Mr. Hernandez says, if you could please come forward, just give us a little bit of your background and why you want to serve in this position, and this is the Construction Contractors Board.
Good morning. My name is Rob Hernandez. My wife, Tony, and I live in Senator Atkinson's part of the country, Central Point.
Not another one.
That's three.
They've been recruiting in Southern Oregon, apparently. I am the president and co-owner of S&B James Construction, a medium-sized commercial and industrial construction firm doing business mainly in Southern Oregon since 1977. I've been the president since 1999. We enjoy working and living in Southern Oregon. I've been on the board of Associated General Contractors, a state board, for some time, and through that association have come to be interested in being on the Construction Contractors Board and representing all of Oregon, but giving a perspective of maybe the southern part of the state.
Thank you. Any questions from the committee? Seeing none, Mr. Hernandez, thank you very much for coming here today, and I think a few of the members are commenting. We actually, probably all of us have been in hearings relative to the Construction Contractors Board. And we're wondering why you'd really want to do that. But
it does look like an interesting time.
So thank you very much for coming here today.
Thank you.
Next we have DGAMI, the Geology and Mineral Industries Board, Mr. Larry Givens. Mr. Givens, please start at your leisure and identify yourself.
Larry Givens from Nelton Freewater, Oregon. Currently, I'm Umatilla County Commissioner.
Mm-hmm. Well, Commissioner, please give us a little bit more about your background and what your interest is. What's an interesting area to geology and mineral industries? I mean, that portion of Oregon is actually a very interesting area to be in.
It really is a very interesting area. I have a background in education, was an educator for 31 years, and one of my expertise was in science, and specifically earth science and geology. So geology is an area of interest to me. Becoming a Umatilla County Commissioner and being involved with some of our water projects that are taking place in that part of eastern Oregon, I felt like this was a board that would be of great interest and that I could offer some of my background and expertise to and for the citizens of our county and the citizens of Oregon.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Givens. Any questions?
Mr. Chair, just a comment. I know, given your distance, that it's sometimes difficult to attend meetings, and I guess would really encourage you to work with the board to make sure that if you aren't able to appear in person, that we use technology so that you can fully participate as a member. So,
with the board's permission, may I
please
may say I have a couple statements. My name is Vicki McConnell, and I'm the director of DGAMI. And I'm here to represent both the governing board chair, Don Hagenson, and the agency to say we fully support this, Mr. Givens, as coming on our board. One of the things that our board requires statutorily is that we have a geographic representation across the state, and we always work very hard to make sure we have someone from eastern Oregon, which has lots of issues, has lots of geology, like all of the state, but a lot of those issues that are important to to hear about at times. So we're very pleased that he has been nominated. And yes, we use technology as often as possible. We frequently have teleconference meetings to take care of business. Thank you.
I just wanted to make sure you felt comfortable availing yourself of technology. So
very much so.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We will now go on to Michael Hagland and Sherry Davis for the Energy Facility Siting Council. Would you both please come forward? And Ms. Davis, why don't you start off?
Thank you. My name is Sherry Davis, and I am also from Milton Freewater. I left the governor's office in November of this year. I was the Eastern Regional Coordinator for 8 years and worked for primarily coordinating the economic revitalization team. I now do some consulting work for local communities around land use issues and also work for a nonprofit organization in Milton Freewater. So I'm very pleased to be considered for this appointment. I did a lot of work with the wind power projects in my region, and there's also numerous other opportunities out in Eastern Oregon regarding energy, and I think it's important to our state that we are very committed to supporting energy projects as they're appropriate.
Okay. Mr. Hagland?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I live in Portland. I have been practicing law there for the last 30 years. Have a 13-lawyer firm with a pretty general practice. Most of my experience is more in the litigation area. Also, my family, we have involvement in some family forest land where we recently put in a small micro-hydro project to provide the electricity to a dwelling that my wife and I are building on that property, way below the threshold that would be covered by the energy facility. But in any event, energy is a big issue, and I am privileged to be considered for this position and would put a lot of effort into trying to assist council and its work, which I think is likely going to increase with the leadership role that the legislature and the governor played in the last session in connection with the big energy bill that was passed.
Any questions for Mr. Hagland or Ms. Davis?
Mr. Chair, just in my spare time, I'm doing a little reading, and one of the books I'm working on right now is Lester Brown's Plan B, and there's some very interesting proposal. It's a global look at issues related to climate change, and he has some very interesting proposals in there about energy and kind of where we should be going, and makes some interesting analogies, and I just thought if you have some spare time, it might be worth your
time. Sure, thank you.
It's actually pretty readable, so that's coming from one who reads a lot of articles as opposed to books. So,
just for clarification, because the issue has arisen, I know that the federal process for LNG is, for all practical purposes, almost a supersiding process. Do you know if you have any role at all in those discussions? I don't think so.
Okay.
Just in case it comes up on the floor. Any additional questions?
Thank you. Thanks for your willingness to serve on this commission. It might also be a tough one as well. So,
Mr. Chair, given your question, the only thing that I should mention is that I do represent, in my law firm, a pilotage organization, which, in the event LNG were sited, would benefit from the standpoint of increased traffic on the river, but I think that's a very, you know,
very distant.
I'm not involved in any discussions, have had no involvement with any discussions with any LNG company, but I do want to, in the interest of being as full as possible in my disclosures, I wanted to mention that.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you very much. We will now move on to Ed Necker for the Lane Transit District. Please proceed and identify yourself for the record.
Good morning. My name is Edward Necker. I'm from Eugene, Lane County. I have extensive experience in the transportation field down there. And you go, I was on the disabled advisory to the Eugene station, to the Springfield station, to the interior design of the Amex in three different stages up till the present. I was on the Special Transportation Fund Advisory Committee and the Accessible Services Committee, which have since merged into the Accessible Transportation Committee. I chaired it a couple of times. It seems the next logical step is to be on the LTD board, and the populations I would be representing on that board would be the disabled and the active bus riders. Okay. Are there any questions?
Yes. Any questions for Mr. Necker? Seeing none, thank you very much for coming
thank
here today.
You. Thank you.
We will now move on to the Fair Dismissal Appeals Board. Mr. Fred Marble. Please identify yourself.
Thank you, Your Honorable Senators. I just got back from Washington on a little lobbying, and the person I sat next to had a cold, so I incubated it quite successfully. I am Fred Marble, and I'm from Forest Grove, Oregon. I'm a former Marine captain and small business owner, and also have worked in public servants. And I am a current school board member of 6 years in the Forest Grove District. And I think to sum it up, my son went to school and had chemistry teacher his last year teaching that I had. And he told my son he thought I was the fairest person he'd ever known. And I do care about fairness, but I, as a Marine officer, I can make determination and call the hard shots. And the first person I ever had to terminate out of my own business was very hard because they had a family. And I weighed the issues a long time and realized that, you know, it was income for my family, too. And I think that I can look at that and realize that with fair dismissals, it's our children out there, and I can weigh the issues all the way around, and I'm honored that you would consider me.
Thank you, Mr. Marble. Any questions?
Mr. Chair, this is a really important commission, and I guess my question would be for you, do you feel like you have the time and energy to spend on this commission?
I will.
Okay.
I am retired. I've got a small business. I do have things in my house, but
okay.
I will devote the necessary time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for coming here today.
Okay. Did you get a picture?
Did you?
I don't know. Could you sit down one more time and smile?
Okay.
We got an action shot.
This is new.
1, 2, 3.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We now go on to apprenticeship and training. Ms. Nelda Wilson.
Good morning, Chair Devlin. My name is Nelda Wilson, and I'm Assistant Business Manager, Treasurer of Local 701 of the Operating Engineers. And we are a statewide local with apprentices scattered all over the state. And my interest and desire to serve on this committee is, of course, I was started as an apprentice. I think apprenticeship is very important. And I'd just like to be on RJATC for a good 12 years, and I just kind of like to expand my horizons and see what other people are doing and then be able to see what, you know, works statewide, I guess.
Well, thank you very much, Ms. Wilson. Any questions?
Mr. Chair, I just want to make sure she has a good relationship with Mr. Holliday.
Well, I manage 20 staff workers, including my boss, so I think
I think you're in good shape.
Does that answer the question?
It does answer the question.
No, seriously, I'm a mother with a couple teenagers, and I see in the high schools that, you know, they're geared to send kids on to college, and not every kid does that, and I think it's important to have those alternatives out there for our youth.
I appreciate your comments. Thank you for coming here today.
Thank you.
For the Oregon Commission on Women, Susan Kastner.
Good morning.
Please identify
yourself. My name is Sue Kastner. I live in Portland, Oregon. I was here in the early 90s and then left and was thrilled to come back a couple of years ago. I'd like to tell people that my last real job in Oregon was as the special assistant to Senator Wyden. The Oregon Commission for Women is very important to me. I know that every day I encounter incredibly competent, very capable women who lead and inspire us. However, there are women throughout Oregon who need help and assistance and advocacy with things as simple as programs for continuing education or elder care or child development services. And I see a true and critical need in that area. I would be honored to lend my meager skill set to assist however I can. And in anticipating one of Kate's questions, yes, I am exceptionally busy, but I think people have said if you want something done, give it to a busy woman.
Okay. Any questions?
Not for me, Mr. Chair.
Ms. Kastner, yes. I served on the Oregon Women's Commission for quite a number of years, actually, and I was kind of referred to as their token male. And I once made the reference when we were having problems getting members of, I knew of another male that might be interested, and they said one was enough.
Oh, see, I think the Commission for Women would be for women and men who love them. That's how I would refer to it.
She should be writing Valentine's Day cards.
We're getting close. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you
for coming.
Thank you
here
for
today.
Your work.
That was good.
Now, somebody I know, the Board of Boiler Rules, Mr. Stenberg.
Good morning, Chair Devlin and committee. My name is Mark Stenberg from Cornelius, Oregon, and I'm a member of the local union 290, the Plumbers and Steamfitters, and presently am a business agent there and have worked in the training center for 14 years. And our organization is a statewide organization and represent rural and urban Oregon. And my specialty is heating, ventilating, and air conditioning, and have worked with sustainability quite a bit with some of our contractors. I've worked in the industry for 30 years and have attended many of the board meetings for the last 15 years and have sat on several of the subcommittee meetings or subcommittees for the board and enjoyed sitting on those subcommittees and would now love the opportunity to serve on the board and further extend all the operations of the board. Thank you. Any questions, I would be happy to answer.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Stenberg? Seeing none, thank you very much for coming here today. Thank you. We'll now move on to the Building Code Structures Board. Eric McMullen.
Mr. Chair, I just want to comment on Mr. Stenberg's appointment. I think it's pretty interesting that he's been participating in boiler board meetings for 14 years, so he should be an extremely well-versed member of the actual board. So that's pretty impressive.
Mr. McMullen, please identify yourself for the record and proceed at your leisure.
Good morning, Chair Devlin, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Eric McMullen, and I work for Tualatin Valley Fire and Rescue, office out of Tualatin. I live in Amity, Oregon, in Yamhill County. I've been in the fire service for just over 21 years. About 14 of those years have been in code development. I work a lot in the fire code arena and at the state level through the Oregon Office of State Fire Marshal, at the local level with Tualatin Valley, and then also at the national level. And this particular board has a seat for a fire service representative. And it's extremely important that we integrate as much as we can the fire and the building services. The fire code and the building code are companion documents, and they work together to make safe buildings, residences, and commercial buildings in Oregon. And I would be honored to be appointed to the Building Code Structures Board as the fire service representative.
Okay. Any questions? Seeing none, thank you very much for coming here today. Okay, we're now going to move on to our telephone portion of our agenda. So as soon as we make the first connection, we will get started. We do have one party that's scheduled at 10:50. So I'm
having a good time, Mr. Chair.
So I'm going to them last. Hopefully, okay. We'll
have on the phone.
Miss Newhouse?
Yes.
Hi, this is Senator Devlin. I'm here with the other members of the Rules and Executive Appointments Committee. Could you identify yourself for the record and indicate your interest in terms of the Board of Accountancy?
Okay. Chair Devlin, members of the committee, my name is Roberta Newhouse. I reside 202 Northwest Johns Lane in Pendleton, Oregon. I'm a certified public accountant and owner of an accounting firm in Pendleton. I take the accounting profession and the public responsibilities that go along with it very seriously. In my nearly 20 years of practicing public accounting, I've strived to perform at a high standard of integrity, honesty, and competence, and expect others in the profession to do so as well. My years of experience, along with the diversity of that experience, gives me a unique perspective on issues facing the accounting profession and the protection of the public interest. I look forward to serving the profession and the public in this capacity of this appointment. I appreciate the opportunity to testify before you today, and I would be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Okay. Any questions for Ms. Newhouse? Seeing none, thank you very much for calling in this morning.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We will go on to the plumbing board as soon as we get the person on the phone.
Mr. Chair, do we have a meeting this afternoon?
No. It's Thursday, so we have two meetings. I'm probably only going to do one of them unless the president gets anxious.
So we have
rules today, and tomorrow we have elections.
Elections.
We have one today, and then we have a courtesy hearing tomorrow. And then basically we're done until we get any bills from the House.
Is that right?
That is correct. And it's just been really wonderful having you be a member of that committee.
Well, that's nice. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Barry.
I feel the love.
Let's make sure we're recording all of this.
I love the Rules Committee, or its various versions of it. I've been on it since I was in the House.
Yep.
I like it. It catches everything. We keep you awake.
We're getting a bill.
We're getting a bill.
Getting a bill?
A real bill.
Always.
Should we?
They're all laughing within at us all by.
It's good for you, Richard. Puts hair on your chest.
We only did one bill. I can't.
Richard's all stressed.
About what?
Not stressed about.
The subject matter. Right?
Since we're being recorded here, I haven't had many issues in this session with Republicans. They've been very cooperative.
Would you like to have one?
<It's>
Is that a call out for me to help? Okay. Yes, Mr. Chair.
Few others in the building that have been problematic.
So, Marjorie, what color are you wearing? Tomorrow?
Probably blue.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or brown.
Okay. And then Thursday, it's probably a pink orange thing to go with the Oregon Sunstone pin that I'll be wearing.
Oh. Yes. I didn't plan that. I'll probably be in navy because I'll be out of clothes by then.
Okay.
You know. Abaki and I have the same conversation every night to make sure that we don't wear the same thing.
I know. Our wardrobes aren't extensive enough to get it right, so usually we are, and it's a problem.
His wardrobe's pretty extensive.
Whose?
Yours.
Oh, well, thank you.
And then wasn't that wasn't a compliment, Vincent. What? It's not seersucker's time of the year.
It's too cold. We won't be here for
seersucker time of the year.
We won't be here for the seersucker time of the year.
That's true.
We'd have to do a special session.
That's right. We'll be back in August.
Bless your mouth, Richard. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. How many do we have now, Brad, of our seersucker caucus? Isn't there like four of us?
Well, there's only two loyal members.
Right.
Representative Rosenbaum did not show for any of the seersucker days. That was very disappointing.
Perjure.
Perjure's an honorary member.
She is. She's honorary.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. It's Ms. Hudson.
Ms. Yes. Hudson, this is Senator Devlin. I'm here with the Rules and Executive Appointments Committee. Could you identify yourself? Tell us a little bit about your background and your interest in serving on the Tax Practitioners Board.
Certainly, Senator Devlin and the members of the committee. This is Dorothy Hudson. I'm a tax consultant and an enrolled agent. I have a tax practice in Klamath Falls, Oregon. I've been doing taxes for about 25 years. I also teach seminars around the state in the education. I have some interest in serving on the tax board, I guess because I've been in this profession for a long time and I thought it would be a good thing to do. I felt like I could be of value to the board and just wanted to do some public service.
Fantastic. Any questions for Ms. Hudson?
Chair. Ms. Hudson, I just wanted to make sure I understand you live in Klamath Falls and it isn't always easy for you to attend meetings. I just wanted to make sure you avail yourself of technology, telephone conferencing, or whatever is available so that you aren't driving around like a chicken with your head cut off all the time. So I just wanted to put that out to you. So.
Yeah, that's correct, and I was aware of that. We had a meeting in January that I attended just as a public member, and it was pretty snowy, but I think January is the only time that will be a problem, and the chairman did tell me that any time the weather is a problem like that, we would just do a conference.
Great, great.
Yeah, so I'm fine with that.
Great. Well,
thank you, Ms. Hudson, and we will take action on your appointment a little bit later this morning.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
I'm not going to get the Friar Commission vote with a clip like that.
Mr. Perry?
Yes, sir.
This is Senator Devlin. I'm here with the Rules and Executive Appointments Committee. Could you identify yourself for the record? Tell us a little bit about your background and your interest in the Plumbing Board. And I understand you're filling actually a slot on the board that's actually mandated by law.
Yes, sir, it is. Well, I'm the initial J. Michael Perry. I work for the State of Oregon Public Health Division Drinking Water Program, and I do you need like an address or anything like that for
identification? No, just where you're from. Just
I'm from Milwaukee, Oregon, and work in the Portland State Office.
Okay. And just so the committee understands, I think some years ago when we did some of the legislation around backflow devices, this member was added to the board, and it specifically is the person in public health responsible for the backflow program. Is that correct?
That's correct, sir.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Perry?
Just a comment, Mr. Chair. Mr. Perry, this is Kate Brown. I'm your state senator. Thanks for your willing to serve on this board.
Yeah, I'm honored to do so, Senator Brown.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Perry. We'll take action on your appointment a little bit later this morning.
All right. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Who's next?
Brian Fox.
Okay.
Mr. Fox? Mr. Fox?
Hello?
Maybe.
I'll hang on. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Mr. Fox. This is Senator Devlin. I'm the chair of the Executive Rules and Executive Appointments Committee. I have to say that so many times. And actually, I'm here with the other committee members. This morning, if you could just identify yourself for the record, indicate a little bit about your background and your interest. You're serving on a very important board, the Board of Higher Education, or will be.
Thank you, Chair Devlin, and members of the committee. My name is Brian J. Fox. I live at 309 Elk Drive, Cottage Grove, Oregon. However, I reside in Ashland, Oregon for the duration of the school year. I've been a lifelong Oregonian and have had the privilege of enjoying the top-notch public education that is available in Oregon, and look forward to giving back to the system, the state of Oregon, and the students of the Oregon University system by serving on the State Board of Higher Education. I am currently the Associated Students of Southern Oregon University Senate President, Student Faculty Senate Representative, a part-time student worker, Dean's List Economics student, and in the fall and spring, an ex-high school athlete trying to relive his old glory on the intramural battlefield. I'm glad that joke went over while I worked on it for a while. I worked extensively with student governments from every OUS institution except for OIT, as well as with the Oregon Students and United States Student Associations on issues of access, equity, funding, and affordability in higher education in Salem, down here in Ashland, as well as in Washington, D.C. I believe that I represent a fair and balanced perspective in higher education. The needs of today's and tomorrow's students must be balanced with sustaining, preserving, and enhancing our extremely effective statewide university system that includes universities of varied sizes, missions, and values representing all of the regions of the state. The institutions are now and must continue to be and increase their responsiveness to both the economic and the cultural needs of an extremely diverse state. It is important that the State Board of Higher Education prioritize working with the K-12 and community college systems to provide a clear and smooth transition from Oregon high schools and community colleges into the OUS system so that we may provide for the students of Oregon. We must also provide for the needs of students by emphasizing student affairs, activities, and campus environments as priorities on all campuses, as well as always striving to improve the educational environment through recruitment and retention of top-tier faculty and in-depth curricular review and accreditation. Most significantly, maintaining and increasing the high level of quality currently had within the institutions of the Oregon University system while expanding them to meet the potentially exponential increase in demand for Oregonians with post-secondary degrees without sacrificing access and affordability. Thank you for the honor and the opportunity to testify in front of you, or by phone, I suppose, today. I'd like to extend an open invitation at any time, in or out of session, to answer any questions about higher education and hopefully provide some sort of student perspective to the members of the Rules Committee as well as the rest of the Oregon Legislature. If you have any questions on your mind, I'd be pleased to hear and answer them to the best of my ability.
Okay. Mr. Fox, did you indicate that you're a senior?
No, I'm not. I'm a sophomore.
Oh, you're a sophomore. Do you already have plans after graduation of what you're going to do?
My mother asked me that, I think, every time I talk to her. I try to come up with something ridiculous every time, but in all honesty, I'm not 100% sure, and that's kind of why I chose economics. It leaves the door open to law school or to business school, or to, I don't know, go work at a bank. But I don't exactly have a clear idea. I do know that I grew up in Oregon, and I love this state, and I've never traveled anywhere that I thought was better, and so whatever it is, I hope that it leads me or keeps me here.
Okay. Any more questions for Mr. Fox?
Real quick comment.
Yes.
Brian, this is Senator Jason Atkinson. I'm a graduate of that same institution, and your testimony was brilliant. Thank you very much for agreeing to serve.
Thank you, Senator Atkinson.
Anything else? Mm-hmm. Well, Mr. Fox, we will go out of public hearing a little bit later and take action on your appointment probably in the next 30 minutes or so.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We can go to Beth.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Garot.
Garot.
Yes.
Miss Garot?
Yes, it's Giroux.
Giroux. See, I knew I. This is.
That's okay. I hear it often.
This is Senator Devlin, and I'm here with the rest of the Rules and Executive Appointments Committee. Could you please identify yourself for the record? Tell us a little bit about your background and your interest in serving on the Quality Education Commission.
Yes, Chair Devlin and members of the committee. I really thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak by phone rather than needing to be in Salem today. My name is Beth Giroux, and I'm a member of the Eugene School Board, and I serve as Vice President of the Oregon School Boards Association, and I'm also a small business owner here in Eugene. I've been a long-time advocate for public education, through some of you, when I've been in Salem lobbying. And a number of years ago, I was quite pleased when the Quality Education Commission was formed to bring research-based best practices to the discussion that we were continually having of what is adequate school funding. Over the years, I followed the refinements to the quality education model, and I really see it as a way to better understand the relationship between funding, practice, and performance expectations. I've been pleased to see that the current work of the Commission includes a best practices panel that's conducting an in-depth analysis of how exemplary Oregon schools compare with those presented in the model, and also looking at the new high school requirements and their feasibility. One of the things I think is needed is better dissemination of the information that the Commission has gathered so that citizens have really accurate, reliable information about Oregon's public education system. So I really look forward to being a part of the Commission. I believe that my background, both in terms of my knowledge of education policy, through my work with Oregon School Board Association and the Eugene School District, and my experience working with the legislature would serve the Commission well.
Okay. Any questions for Ms. Giroux?
I have a question.
Yes, Senator Vakian.
Hello, Ms. Giroux. Ever since the Quality Education Commission was created, it has put forth a school funding figure through the model, and every time that's happened, the legislature has failed to fund schools according to the model. I'm curious what you think about that.
Well, I recognize the financial reality of funding in Oregon. I think it's something to aspire for. However, the reality is that we don't have adequate dollars to completely fund the model as well as fund other necessary services in our state. I think the last report from the commission suggested a phase in funding of the model and really determining what goals defined in the model would have the largest impact on students in terms of increasing student achievement.
Any follow-up, Senator Locke? Thank you very much, Ms. Giroux, and we will take action on your appointment just a little bit later this morning.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Giroux. Okay. Mr. Hernandez?
Yes.
This is Senator Devlin. I'm here with the rest of the members of the Rules and Executive Appointments Committee. Could you identify yourself for the record, give a little bit of your background and your interest in serving on this very important commission, the Quality Education Commission?
Chair Devlin, and I want to apologize to everybody for being out of town. I'm in San Diego at a diversity conference in higher education, and some people from K-12, so it was bad timing. I thought it would be last week, but so anyway, I apologize for having to do this, but the background noise isn't quite as far as I could find in the hotel. My name is Emilio Hernandez. I'm from the University of Oregon, and I reside in Springfield, Oregon. And I am looking at the Quality Education Commission appointed commission.
Okay. And what's your interest in the commission?
I have, I spent 9 years on the State Board of Education.
And I worked during that period of time with three different governors and three public school superintendents. And during that same time, I was the director of a migrant education program for high school dropouts at the University of Oregon. And additionally, I worked on several Hispanic Commission national committees for President Clinton in regards to the educational achievement gap that our country is experiencing, not only with Latino students, but students in general. And so my interest in this is to continue my work with what I'm currently doing, which is I'm the chair of the education component of the Oregon 150 Quincentennial Committee, and I'm working in conjunction with ODE, Oregon Department of Education, and OUS system in regards to how we can connect all the educational components. And my background myself as a former migrant worker and having worked and gone through our systems, and I feel that I can have a lot of experience that I can contribute to this commission based on my experiences, my personal experience as well as the professional experiences that continue. Right now, I'm the Associate Vice Provost in the Office of Institutional Equity and Diversity at the University of Oregon, and we are working in conjunction with a lot of our K-12 partners and community colleges to try to streamline the process to continue working with the pre-K through 12 system to reach the goals that the commission has outlined in its on its website. And I know some of the members, and so I feel that I could hit the ground running.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Hernandez. Any questions from the committee?
No. I was just wondering when do you think that you will be making your decision?
The committee will be making its recommendation to the full Senate probably in the next 10 to 15 minutes, and then the full Senate will probably be taking action later this week.
Okay. Well, thank you, Senator, and the rest of the committee. Sorry, I can't see your faces.
Another question.
Oh, yes. Hold on one moment, please, Mr. Hernandez.
Uh-huh.
Senator Vakian has a question.
Okay.
Hi, hello, Mr. Hernandez. This is
Good morning.
The Quality Education Commission uses the quality education model in order to advise what the appropriate level of funding should be for public education.
Correct.
The legislature has never funded public education at that level. I want to know what you think about that.
Well, I think it's that's a good question. Thank you, Senator. I think what has to do with that is that through this commission and with my other work with the OUS and the Department of Education, this is something that can be brought forth and presented in a fashion that can reflect the needs of what our public schools are lacking right now. I've worked with some public schools in doing diversity training and worked with the teachers, the administration, as well as students. And I think we can combine some scenarios to present to legislature to present to them as to the need behind this commission and why the funding is so important at this particular point in time. You know, we just had the Oregon Grant scholarship go through, which will assist students getting into higher education. Now they've got to take the next step and back up and help the pre-K students prepare so they can apply for those grants and enter higher education as well. So I do think that at this moment in our state condition that this is the appropriate time that we can propose a well-compacted proposal to the legislature to justify funding it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, a question from Senator Brown.
Dr. Hernandez, this is Senator Brown. My question for you is, what one thing would you change about public education to improve the quality if you were king for a day?
If I were the king for the day, I would start with the funding that we were just discussing and assist teachers and administrators in getting the appropriate training so they can work with the diversity that we have in our classrooms right now. I just finished working on the think tank for the 4J Shaping the Future down in Eugene, and the major concerning question that came up constantly was we don't have sufficient teachers coming out with the appropriate training from our colleges of education to work with the classroom needs. And so if I were king for the day, I would have the school colleges of education better prepare our teachers as they come through to have a wider spread of diversity experience with the different populations that they will encounter in our school throughout the state.
Mr. Chair.
There's one school in our state that does not have
some sort of diversity in it, be it language or cultural.
Okay, follow up.
Mr. Chair, can I just follow up with that for a minute? Dr. Hernandez, could you talk a little bit about what you mean in terms of more diversity training for our teachers and whether that would include a language component as well?
Yes, it would be language. It would be more helping with the counselors, that they're able to deal with parental involvement. So the schools will feel comfortable as to how they could bring the parents into helping the teachers better prepare their students to succeed. A lot of the schools are having difficulties getting parents involved. And in talking to parent groups, the problem is the parents don't understand our systems. And so that diversity is not only about racial or language. It's about bringing in the parents at different settings, classroom presentations, and teach them how to work with our systems of conferences, for example, how the grading system works and what requirements are needed for their children to prepare for community college, the workforce, or higher education.
Okay.
Thank you. I really appreciate your information.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hernandez and Dr. Hernandez, and we will take action on your appointment a little bit later this morning.
Great, thank you. And if anybody needs to get back, call them, and they can call the same number. I'll have it on vibrate.
Okay.
Conference. I'm sorry for doing it this way.
Okay. We've all been there.
Thank you all.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Oh, bye. Ms. Powers.
Yes. Okay.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Hi, this is Senator Devlin.
Ms. Powers?
Hi, this is Senator Devlin. I'm here with the rest of the members of the Rules and Executive Appointments Committee. Could you identify yourself for the record, give us a little on your background and your interest in serving on the Board of Higher Education?
I'm very happy to do that. Thank you, Chairman Devlin, and Senator Ferrioli, Senator Avakian, Senator Atkinson, and Senator Brown. I'm Rosemary Powers from the Grand Oregon, and I'm an associate professor of sociology at Eastern Oregon University in La Grande. I'm very pleased about the success of House Bill 2579 that created a new faculty position on the Oregon State Board of Higher Ed to be appointed from a regional university. I'm grateful for the leadership of Representative Buckley and Senator Walker in sponsoring the bill, and for your leadership, Chairman Devlin and Senator Avakian as co-sponsors. I'm very honored to have been appointed by Governor Kulongoski to serve as the first regional faculty member on the board, subject to your confirmation. I know you all have had personal experience with a university in Oregon, as an undergraduate, a graduate, or even as an instructor, and that you share with me a commitment to provide all citizens of Oregon with the opportunity to pursue a college or university degree. Over the past years, I've been troubled by an increasing disinvestment in higher education as a public good in Oregon and elsewhere, and pleased that the last legislative session began to reverse that trend by increasing funding for all levels of education in our state. This makes me hopeful. What will I bring to the state board? I bring a direct knowledge of the experience of students. As a professor at Eastern Oregon University, where I know all my students, I see every day what it costs them, both personally and financially, to seek a college degree. I'm especially moved by the stories of first-generation students, of single parents who must juggle college classes, family responsibilities, and work for pay, and of international students and those from underrepresented groups who continue to educate us about the difficulty of honoring diversity. I am deeply concerned about the amount of post-college debt many of my students have accumulated, and hopeful that the new shared responsibility model for the Oregon Opportunity Grant will help ease their burden. I will bring direct knowledge and experience as a faculty member at a small regional university with a demonstrated commitment to strong liberal arts and professional programs. This is important as the state board works to ensure the sustainability of our system of university education while acknowledging the essential contributions of the regional universities. As both Senators Ferrioli and Atkinson know well, representing the less populated parts of the state brings particular challenges. I will be a voice for Eastern Oregon, for rural Oregon, and for the small universities. Finally, I will bring a willingness to work towards practical solutions through a collaborative and transparent process. The current state board and its plan for 2025 has established ambitious goals for the future of our university system as we face the challenges of a globalizing economy. To be successful, this plan will require collaborative work with the Chancellor's Office, the administrative teams of individual universities, faculty and staff associations, inter-institutional organizations of faculty and students, and stakeholders within community colleges and the K-12 system. Importantly, the board must collaborate with you as our state's elected representatives if we are together to make the case that strong and sustained support for public higher education is essential to the economic, social, and cultural viability of our state. I am prepared to join this process and truly honored to be considered for this position. Thank you for the opportunity to testify before you today. I am happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Powers. Committee members, are there any questions? You have one?
I have one.
Oh, thanks. Senator Brown has a question.
Thanks. Dr. Powers, I asked this of the previous speaker. I'm going to apply it to the board you're looking at. If you were queen for a day, what would you do, what one thing would you do to change higher education system?
If I were queen for a day, given my background in work in gender studies and women's studies, I probably would listen to women. That would be a good thing. And of course, if I were queen for a day, I would have the ability to convince my fellow citizens, both men and women, that there is no civilization without investment, and that we won't be able to be a state that is productive and has good life for our citizens of every age if we aren't willing to step up to the plate and fund it. Of course, I understand that citizens have the right for us to be accountable. And that's all part of the process of what I think the state board is trying to work on now. But those are the two things I would do.
Thank you, Dr. Powers. Just a comment. I received a certificate in women's studies from a major university several decades ago. I'm glad that the gender studies has greatly expanded from the little certificate days. So appreciate your work in this area.
Thank you very much, Senator Brown.
Any additional questions from Ms. Powers? Thank you very much for being on the phone here today. We'll take action on your appointment a little bit later this morning.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Committee members, that concludes all of our interviews. We did have the issue of the Commission on Black Affairs, Mr. Frank Thompson, who is actually with the Department of Corrections, who actually has had to be in court for an extended period of time, and we'd asked him to contact as many people here as he possibly could. Is there an objection to waiving his appearance? Okay. Seeing no objection, we'll just move on then into the work session, and I will do the motions. Go through the motions, I should
say.
Okay. Okay. Close the public hearing. Open a work session. I'm opening a work session and moving the appointment of Roberta Newhouse to the Oregon Board of Accountancy to the floor with the recommendation that the appointment be confirmed. Any discussion? Any objection? If not, so ordered. I'm closing the work session. I'm opening a work session and moving the appointment of Nelda Wilson to the State Apprenticeship and Training Council to the floor with the recommendation that the appointment be confirmed. Any discussion? Any objection? If not, so ordered. I'm closing the work session. I'm opening a work session and moving the appearance and moving the appointment of Frank Thompson to the Commission on Black Affairs to the floor with the recommendation that the appointment be confirmed. Any discussion? Any objection? If not, so ordered. I'm closing the work session. I'm opening a work session and moving the appointment of Mark Stenberg to the Board of Boiler Rules to the floor and the recommendation that the appointment be confirmed. Any discussion? Any objection? If not, so ordered. I'm closing the work session. I'm opening a work session and moving the appointment of Eric McMullen to the Building Code Structures Board to the floor with the recommendation that the appointment be confirmed. Any discussion? Any objection? If not, so ordered. I'm closing the work session. I'm opening a work session and moving the appointment of Rob Hernandez to the Construction Contractors Board to the floor with the recommendation the appointment be confirmed. Any discussion? Any objection? If not, so ordered. I'm closing the work session. I'm opening a work session, moving the appointments of Sherry Davis and Michael Hagelin to the Energy Facility Siting Council to the floor with the recommendation the appointment be confirmed. Any discussion? Any objection? If not, so ordered. I'm closing the work session. I'm opening a work session and moving the appointment of Fred Marble to the fair dismissal. Okay. to the Fair Dismissal Appeals Board to the floor with the recommendation that the appointment be confirmed. Any discussion? Any objection? If not, so ordered. I'm closing the work session. I'm opening a work session and moving the appointment of William Gibbons to the Governing Board of the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries to the floor with the recommendation the appointment be confirmed. Any discussion? Any objection? If not, so ordered. I'm closing the work session. I'm opening a work session, moving the appointment of Brian Fox and Rosemary Powers to the State Board of Higher Education to the floor with the recommendation that the appointments be confirmed. Any discussion? Any objection? If not, so ordered. I'm closing the work session. I'm opening a work session and moving the appointment of Edward Necker to the Lane County Mass Transit District Board to the floor with the recommendation the appointment be confirmed. Any discussion? Any objection? If not, so ordered. I'm opening a work session, moving the appointment of Michael Perry to the State Plumbing Board to the floor with the recommendation that the appointment be confirmed. Any discussion? Any objection? If not, so ordered. I'm closing the work session. I'm opening a work session and moving the appointment of Beth Garreau and the appointment and reappointment of of Emilio Hernandez to the Quality Education Commission to the floor with the recommendation the appointment be confirmed. Any discussion? Any objection? If not, so ordered. I'm closing the work session. I'm opening a work session and moving the appointments of Dorothy Hudson to the State Board of Tax Practitioners to the floor with the recommendation that the appointment be confirmed. Any discussion? Any objection? If not, so ordered. I'm opening a work session and moving the appointment of Susan Kastner to the Commission for Women to the floor with the recommendation that the appointment be confirmed. Any discussion? Any objection? If not, so ordered. Committee members, actually I'm going to, where is he? Given that Mr. Fox did such an outstanding job.
Yes.
Would you, Senator Atkinson, would you carry all of these appointments on the floor?
I'd be delighted.
Okay.
Except I might need one
enunciation.
I'll ask you again.
And with that, committee members, that should conclude our work for today.
We're back on Thursday.
I think it's probably best, given the activities of the day, that we do a morning session.
Okay.
There will not be an afternoon session unless the president really pushes me to schedule something faster than I think is ready for to schedule it.
Okay.
So we are adjourned.
David is next.